The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
The following program is paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to Implicit Bias on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
Ah, to be back with you on another episode of Implicit Bias. It is beautiful to be back. Sad at the same time, but regardless of the emotion, we are blessed to spend the next 2 hours with you right here on Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon, back in the chair. We are brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Renee will be back with us next week. But if you just can't wait to get your dose of Renee, you want to talk to him sooner, please go visit him at Piper's Haven. Take a tour of his 553 square foot walk-in humidor. You'll find everything cigar and tobacco that you are looking for. You know what? You might even spend some time on the porch if it's a Saturday. You can listen to your Implicit Bias, Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. So before we get to the full topic for this week's show, little housekeeping. Some thanks are in order. You might have noticed that I wasn't around for the last couple of shows. The Rustic Renegade held down the fort for an extended family vacation that, for the Bordelons, was long overdue. So to Caleb Morse, who is here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair this week, thank you for keeping me clean during my time out of the country, stepping up, taking care of the show, making sure that everyone got their Implicit Bias for the last couple of weeks. Caleb, thank you very much. So where was I, you might ask? Where was that extended family vacation? Well, you know, I was making good on a bet with my oldest. I bet her that she couldn't finish high school with an A in every single subject on every single report card for an entire high school career. And well, she won. And in reality, so did I. She finished with that perfect 4.0, 30 hours of college credit. By the way, none of the, you know, finished with a 7.4 GPA on a 4-point grading scale. That doesn't fly in the Implicit Bias household. But she did win. So where did she pick to go? She picked Italy. Problem was, my now 21-year-old graduated high school in 2020, which meant that no one was going to Italy in 2020, so we waited and finally got to go this year. So now, how did I win? Well, the wife and I paid for a family of four to venture to Venice, Florence, Rome for the better part of 2 weeks. We saw St. Mark's Basilica. We toured the Duomo in Florence, saw Michelangelo's David, St. Catherine's Basilica. We saw Mass in the Pantheon. We climbed the Dome of St. Peter's in Vatican City. We got about 8 feet from the Pope, and whether you like him or not, he's still the Pope. We took a grand vacation that actually became so much more. It wasn't really just a vacation. It ended up being a pilgrimage. We started on a quest for Chianti, looking for tastes of tiramisu, plates of pasta, gallons of gelato, and ended up finding more than just food, history, architecture, and ancient ruins. What we found, to each family member, was perspective. See, the adjustment of how we see our lives gave us so much more than just some great experiences. It gave us an understanding of so many other things in life. Things like cultural attitudes of Italians from three different cities where life, for all of them, just seems to move at a slower pace. Perspective on lineage of families whose financial worth was the equivalent of hundreds of millions of dollars 600 years ago. And what did compound interest do for those families and those bloodlines? Perspective on how quickly we build things in the U.S. as opposed to when things are built to last millennia. Perspective on how we drive, how much space we have in this country, how little we actually physically move, how we dress, even how we respect ourselves with personal standards compared to those in Europe. Even perspectives on those who think that maybe we should be more like Europeans. And lastly, possibly why the, and this is for the Rustic Renegade, why the bidet should be a building standard of every new home in the U.S. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, here on the show. The point, however, is this. The point is that we all too often embark on a vacation to a location, and we think it's about the destination. It's really never about the destination. It's about giving into the lessons that you learn along the way. That is what turns a vacation into a pilgrimage. We as a family were blessed enough to tour and visit church after church, with our last day ending with a papal audience in Rome, which was great. Don't get me wrong. But here's the one but. The big ol' Sir Mix-a-Lot but. The lessons and experiences we got along the way, some were planned. Many just happened because of the will of God. That's what will change every member of the Implicit Bias household moving forward. Here's the real beauty of this, however. Almost everyone listening out there, you've got vacations planned this summer. You may have taken that trip already. It may be that, you know, you've done something in the past and just driven to a local spot already. New Orleans, Orange Beach, Destin, whatever. Maybe you went to Spain. Maybe your trip is still planned for some other exotic location. Take the time. Change your perspective. Give in not to our plans, but to the plans that our Creator has for us. So put aside your inner Clark Griswold. You don't have to be on a quest for fun. You don't need to be whistling Dixie from parts of your anatomy that really don't whistle. Follow the path you have, but be open to the detours. Be open to the plans which may not be yours, and you too may find that your vacation can become so much more. Our weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets in Youngsville, Scott, Milton, and Maurice. We're hoping it is so much more this week. We will continue with Sagamore Month. We'll have more information on Implicit Birthday coming your way. We will make some really big announcements in the month of June, and we're going to start teasing those this week. We've got so much for you as we've recharged our batteries. We're on a quest. It's a quest for fun on this week's episode of Implicit Bias.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer, every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
If you want to know about cigars and pipe tobacco and more, you need Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist from Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Road, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. All right, you've got it all, Rene.
Yeah, you know, we need to hurry up and make this commercial because I need to go back and sit on the porch.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Perfect porch sitting weather. We got a pot of gumbo cooking in the back, and I mean, you know, it just, we got to go eat and sit on the porch.
And talk about all the world's problems.
Solve all the world's problems.
I like it. All right, tell me all the stuff you got at Piper's Haven.
Well, we got 553 square foot humidor loaded with cigars. I have pipe tobaccos, pipes, lighters, cutters, ashtrays, pocket knives, Lamberger lamps, and a bag of chips.
I love it. Is it a tasty bag of chips?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
It's
all
Ruffles.
That.
They have ridges.
Uh-huh. Delicious chips, all the fine tobacco, and great cigars at Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, between Adrian Supermarket and Gilbo Road.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around it, hasn't been around firearms, or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live fire.
Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade at TheRusticRenegade.com.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your humble host, Kevon Bordelon, and we are starting our second segment in Hour 1, which is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Renee is listening, Renee is ready, and Renee is prompting you to make sure that you are following Implicit Bias on Facebook and Instagram, because at the beginning of next month, and this is why we're giving you time to go find at Implicit Bias Radio on Instagram, at Implicit Bias on Facebook, beginning of next month, we are going to do a massive, major giveaway on Implicit Bias, because the first episode of July, and I teased this in the monologue, I teased that we were going to have major announcements. I'm going to give you a small part of the major announcement. The first episode to air on July 1st, we will actually stream completely. Our first fully streaming episode of Implicit Bias. The crew will be visible. You will find us on social media. We should be. Sam, are we going to be on YouTube and Facebook?
I think so, yeah.
Awesome. We're going to be on YouTube and Facebook.
What?
Yes.
What?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What?
So it is going to be a full-on bougie event for Implicit Bias, and we're going to give something away while we're streaming. So you need to go follow us on Facebook and on Instagram, because we're going to put the post out on Facebook, and those who share it are going to be entered to win our prize, which we're going to reveal at a later date. Just trust me, if you like to eat, this prize is there for you. Enough of a tease there. Let me now introduce you to the crew who's here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. As I said, Renee's sitting at 3916 West Congress right now. He's got all his cigars. He's got everything ready. He's waiting on you to come by so he can walk you through his humidor and then put you out on the porch so you can listen to some Implicit Bias. And you can hear the likes of the person sitting to my right in the chair of intoxication. He is Father Taj Glaud. Father, welcome back. You got to eat that microphone, Father. You know this. You're killing me.
Always good to be back.
It is fantastic to have you with us. And, you know, you heard the monologue and all the different things that the Borderline family, by the grace of God, got to do. It's one of the reasons why I specifically needed someone who has a collar here this week. And I don't mean like a collar like the collar on my polo. I mean like the little white collar, because we're going to dive into that pilgrimage part of this on the show. So we're thrilled to have you here, and we're going to lean on you a little bit. Just warning you.
Okay,
that's what I thought. Across the table from me, he is the man that we thanked earlier. He is the man, the myth, the legend. He is the blossoming host of Implicit Bias. He is Caleb Morse. Caleb, thrilled to have you with us.
Welcome back. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know you didn't listen to all the episodes, because the last one, I think we were kind of like... We kind of went after you a little bit, but the one before that.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of praise. Like, there was a praise and then a roast.
Well, so, you know, one of the things that I loved as we talk about kind of that Italy trip and all the different perspectives that I brought from it is there are a lot of people who say we should be more like Europeans, right? So I was kind of curious. I was like, is what I'm seeing in three different cities going to be the same thing? And one of the things that I saw is that, guess what? They're not nice. They're not always kind to each other. They are very direct,
very direct.
How they will communicate. Blunt.
They don't want to mince words. They want to go right at it and get the conversation either started or done with.
And they will tear you down. They will build you up later. Mm-hmm. But if they build you down, they tear you up. If they tear you up, tear you down. Dear Lord, they will build you up if they tear you down, right? Backwards and forwards. Yeah. They will make sure that they take care of you. Yeah, my brain's...
I need to sit down after that.
I'm very, very, very grateful that Sam made sure you felt comfortable when you came back by not using the air conditioning.
Yes, because the reality is I walked in, I was like, man, Sam wants me to feel like I'm still in Italy, because they don't use AC a whole bunch, right? So Sam, thank you for making sure the Top Secret Podcast Lair has no AC again.
I want to give you guys some culture, but I've come to appreciate how much Caleb appreciates AC, because yes. I went to his shop today. The man has an AC outside. He's cooling outside.
It's what we do in Southern Louisiana.
I am always
Yes, of course, because it's hotter than the south side.
Yeah. I sweat everywhere I go. So if I can get it air conditioned, I'm there.
And there's another takeaway from Europe, which is, you know, one of the things we talk about when you come to America. We also come to the land of those who use deodorant, right? So being on top, even by the way, on top of the Duomo in Florence, if someone is next to you who has not, you will know it, right? You will know it. Yeah, and Father has been there, so he understands. Let's introduce the last member of the crew for this week. He is Danny Izzo of Nuvo Photo. Danny, it's a pleasure to have you back with us.
Always a pleasure to be here, and especially with our up-and-coming radio star and our world traveler and a man of the cloth who I've respected for a long time, even though he has no idea who I am.
Hey, look, you know, I pride myself on doing my best not to even know who the hell I am, much less who anybody else is. So I absolutely get it and understand it. It's a pleasure. Sam, we kind of heard from you a little bit. You know, how the last couple of weeks been? Let's be honest.
Caleb has improved so much week over week. I mean, from like the first time he hosted to what he was doing in the second week. I mean, it's really impressive.
Well, thank you. I'm attempting to grow.
We're growing whether we like it or not, right?
So. And look, it's all about changing perspective, right? So, Caleb, it was a change of perspective to herd the cats here in the Top Secret Podcast, Lara.
It was. And look, I let them kind of meow and run the mix on their own a little bit, reel them back in, poke them a little bit. So it was definitely different.
I was channeling my inner Poo-Poo Broussard there for a second. I was like, herding all the cats in here. Eh?
Yeah. Well done.
So let's jump into our weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. You can certainly find this weekly whiskey there on the shelf. It is Sagamore Spirit Month here on Implicit Bias. And this week we have the Sagamore Rye, American whiskey. Now, this is double oaked. And Caleb, you have better eyes than I do, to be quite honest. So you've been able to take a look at the bottle. Walk us through where this comes in at proof, what we're looking at here, kind of what we're thinking.
So this is a 96.6 proof. They age this. And what I find strange is their aging says about this many years. So this is 4 to 5 years aged. And then they put it in a separate double oak barrel.
Okay.
For another 18 months.
Almost a toasted barrel, essentially, finish.
Yeah. They finish it off probably a char 3. And go through it from there. So now what we have here is going to be no less than 5.5 years old, but no more than 6.5 years old.
Pretty laxed over at the Sagamore plant, huh?
Well,
was that this year or last year? I don't know. Yeah. What about?
Okay, so let's clarify why it says about.
More or less.
Because it's probably a blend.
Most likely, yeah.
Right? So you've got some, it's been aged no less than 4 years, no more than 6. They blend it to get the flavor profile they're looking for. They finish it in the double oak, and then they put it out to us. So 96.6 proof. And you know what's fun about this is that now I can kind of get to play just a crew member, and I can push some of that off on Caleb, because when we do the What Would You Pay championship belt chain, he's got the price. I get to play. I don't normally get to play. Let's start with Father Glaude. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this double oaked rye.
Well, this is my first experience with Sagamore brand. Let's see, where do I start? I actually took a whiff of it when it was still in the bottle.
Okay.
And I got this oak aroma. I think I just came up with a new word.
Oh, oak aroma. Okay, there we go. Whole new word.
But you could smell the yolk while it's in the bottle. But once you pour it in the glass, it loses that. But when you taste it, you get a mix of the oak and caramel, maybe a couple of other flavors. I can't quite put my finger on at the moment, but it starts off. It's something not really impressive, but the finish is actually quite smooth.
I was actually shocked, and it was the first comment that we kind of made when I took a sip. I was like, I got nothing on the front. And it's rare that you get virtually nothing on the front of the tongue when something hits your palate.
Especially with a double oak.
Correct. But that finish is where I was like, oh, I actually really like the finish. Let's go to Danny, because Danny, you're a rye guy. You like rye. Now, your favorite, if I remember right, is what? Wild Turkey Rare Breed Rye? It's kind of your go-to?
That's one of them.
Yeah. That comes in at what? 100 plus proof, if I remember right? It's like one.
I think it's 100, 101.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought it was like 102 or something like that.
Somewhere in there. Real close.
Yeah. So I'm curious as to what you think of this Sagamore Double Oaked Rye American Whiskey at 96.6 proof.
Well, first off, 100, 101 is about the top end of the proof of what I really like.
Okay.
So this is right in my wheelhouse for the proof that I like. This, to me, had some real interesting bite and sweetness.
Okay.
That I didn't expect, but really like.
So where did you find it? Did you find it on the front end? Did you get the Kentucky hug as it went down? Is that where you got the bite? Or
I found the bite on the front and the sweetness on the back.
Okay. I'm with you on the sweetness on the back. I get all of
the label for the things that they say you're going to taste, the coconut and all that stuff. It's like,
I didn't get coconut. That's interesting that didn't come across to me at all. But I did get the sweetness on this.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of crazy. So,
which is a little different for most ryes.
Actually, I was about to say, that's not quite what I would expect in a rye, a sweetness.
So I didn't get, to both of your points, I didn't get the pepper that you expect with a rye. You expect to get that peppery note if you've got a rye whiskey. But here's the really crazy part. Had the opportunity when I was with my wife in Kentucky several months ago to have a different brand double oaked rye. What's really, really interesting is that kind of flat tone on the front of the palate, while the other one that I had was, it wasn't flat at all. It was that smooth on the front, which is what I find kind of shocking. So it's almost kind of like this Sagamore, which I'm going to significantly doubt cost, and we're going to play what would you pay in a minute. I significantly doubt it cost less because I paid $149 for a bottle of that double oaked rye in Kentucky. But it was so good, I bought two. And literally, I was like, I wish I'd have bought more. But I get some of those same notes, some of that sweetness. I didn't get the pepper on that rye that you typically expect on a rye. So I'm wondering if that's a function of the double oak, if I can land the plane there.
It might very well be.
Yeah, very well might be. All right, so let's go to Sam in the corner. So Sam, you come at this from a very unique perspective with regards to this particular show. You and Caleb will both share this, and that this is not your first Sagamore. This is my first Sagamore offering, as well as Father Glaude and Danny's.
Yeah, we are experienced. come at this.
Close to us virgins over here.
Yeah, we'll start calling you Jimmy.
Come about this a little with some trepidation. The double oak makes you think that it's going to really assault you with oak, and it really doesn't. I think that first flavor that you get is the oakiness, and it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of muted. It's just not really in your face. I feel like I get the oak, I get some smoke, and then I get some caramel, and then it kind of goes away really fast. And then I feel like I get an aftertaste that is a little artificial tasting to me. Like,
really?
I don't love the aftertaste. It's super easy to drink. It's smooth. There's not a lot of burn to it at all. I mean, I was able to finish my glass pretty quick. And I think a lot of it was me going back, trying to pick up the flavor, just because it feels like the flavor goes by so quickly that I kind of lose track of what exactly I'm tasting. So that's kind of where I'm at. Of the Sagamores I've had so far, I mean, this one is the greatest. This one is unbelievable.
So, go ahead, Danny.
I think part of the secret might be that the original barrel is a high char, and the second barrel is a low to medium charred barrel. And I think that may kind of take a lot of that other stuff that we're used to in a rye out of it.
I'm absolutely with you, Danny. I think that double oak, that second char, pulls a lot of what we consider and we label aggression on this show.
Put it back in.
I could almost go with a little more aggression on this one. I agree with you. Let's go to the person who absolutely desires aggression in every sip of whiskey that he has, the Rustic Renegade.
What I think's hilarious is this is the first time that we drank Sagamore that Sam's like, it needs more. Every other time he's like, you know, so this by far is the best one we've had. Leaps and bounds above and beyond what we've had before from them. Like y'all, I agree, real thin on the front. Real thin. Like I was swishing around my mouth trying to get more flavor, everything else. It wasn't until I swallowed that I got any flavor. So it was very strange because I would expect that oakiness we're normally used to with a double oak, the woozy flavor, everything else to kind of be there. But the color on this is beautiful. My first note is beautiful color. It's aggressive on the nose, I find. I get wood and leather on the nose. And then I get I literally put, oh, strange flavor. The front, when you start getting the flavor, it comes at you really off. Because it's not like it's blended. It's not like you get multiple individual flavors. I got wood, leather, clove, and then I put real shallow. because it vanishes and then goes to the finish, which, like Sam, the finish on this, I'm not big on. The flavor profile of this is completely different than all the other ones. Completely different.
So what I find really unique, and Caleb, I know you've done this already, is I actually did add a couple drops of the Kentucky limestone water to this. I got a lot more flavor up front. It mellowed it out a whole bunch. And one of the things that we hear people talk about kind of in the whiskey world is it oily? We get some whiskeys that are almost a little oily, viscous. I don't get a lot of viscosity off of this. I get almost more of a watery mouthfeel on this. And I'm like you, Sam. I'm thinking, man, if this were just a little oily, if it were a little viscous, this to me would have really, really high potential. But where it is, right, with 96 proof, 96.6, to me, it was almost like they could have upproofed this a little more and come away with something that would be really spectacular. As it is, I get a lot of caramel on the back end. I get those leather notes. I get that sandalwood, right, type note. On the nose, which is really crazy, I got licorice initially. And that has always been, there are some distilleries for me where licorice is off-putting, right? Like everybody, you know, Old Forester, I get mint, a lot of mint off of Old Forester. There are others where I get licorice. So that minty off of Old Forester, that licorice nose, I was expecting something very, very different when I took my first sip. But when I took my first sip, like I said, I got thin and kind of flat on the front, but I got that big caramelly, warm, kind of delicious flavor on the finish. And as I exhaled, I really like this. So there's kind of the crazy part, which is you find that taste on the finish, Sam, off-putting, almost artificial. I find it warm, comforting, just really, really smooth and caramelly. Father, you want to chime in? I see you leaning in and nodding your head.
Well, just agreeing with a lot of what you said. And obviously, I find it quite interesting that Caleb noticed a bit of clove. Usually I'm the one hearing confessions, but I guess...
Does it bother you at all that the oak isn't more present? Because, like, if you're looking at this on the shelf and you're buying a double oak whiskey, like, would you expect that you're getting a lot of smoky oak flavor?
Okay.
Well, I would.
So, but if they renamed this Toasted Barrel, would you have missed it?
I would be looking for a little bit more toast.
You'd be looking for a little toasty, right? I mean, you'd be looking for a little of that toasted marshmallow type flavor, but
I don't get much of it at all.
I get oak on this. I do
get oak, yeah.
I don't get over oak, which is what I really like about a double oaked or a toasted barrel finish, because those to me just, they become so smooth and you get that just extra bit of sweetness that comes out of that second barrel and the wood. This to me gives me that now. It's not up front. It's not, and I'll go ahead and start the rating on the Morse Whiskey rating code. To me, this is not a blue, but this is a green. I would buy this if they gave me just a little bit more toasty, a little more viscosity, and a little more proof. It could be, I think, a blue. But right now, to me, this is a green. I would buy and be good. And I am going to go with a price of $65.99 in my bid or quest or pilgrimage to get the What Would You Pay championship belt chain. Danny, let's go ahead and go to you. Where would you rate this on the Morse Whiskey rating code, and what would you pay?
I'm with you. To me, it's not a yellow, it's a blue.
Okay. You like it that much. This is one you have to have?
I'm sorry. No.
I'm about to say, so let's...
not a yellow, it's a green.
Okay, so Morse Whiskey rating code, just for people who might be listening for the first time, red, I wouldn't drink it even if it was free. Yellow, I would only drink it if it was free. Green, I would buy this. Blue, I am seeking this out. I must have this on my bar. So you give it a green.
Yes.
Okay.
My first thought was, I don't know. And then I'm like, the more I drink it, I'm like, yeah, it's not a yellow, it's a green.
Okay.
I would pick this up.
So what would you pay for this?
I'm going to go with 70.
70. All right. Father Claude, where do you rate this on the Morse whiskey rating code?
On the Morse rating code, I would put this definitely as a green, even though I will be going to buy this and add it to my bar because it is this is my first experience, but it's a very unique rye. So from what I'm used to, as far as price goes, I would say $49.99.
So we have $65.99, $70, and $49.99. Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was $40.99 or $49.99. All right. You heard the What Would You Pay championship belt chain clinking in the background. The Rustic Renegade has it out.
I feel like I should be like, Ebenezer.
All right. So, Sam, you're the last one to go on the Morse Whiskey rating code and What Would You Pay championship belt chains. Caleb will get to rate it, but where do you put this on the Morse Whiskey rating code?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me. I don't know if it's a really ignorant comment to say I'm expecting more oak from a double oak. I don't know if a double oak, you should be expecting less oak. I don't know. I don't know what that means. In my mind, in my feeble little mind, double oak means, hey, you're getting a ton of oak. Here's regular amount of oak and twice that amount.
Hey, you said feeble, not me.
I don't know. I wish Jason was here to kind of explain to us what we should be expecting. It just doesn't do a lot for me. I just don't feel like it's outstanding in any way. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the greens I've had, I've enjoyed more than this, so I'm going to give it a yellow. I feel like it's just an okay. If someone shared it with me at an event, I would be like, okay, I'll drink this tonight, but I'm not going to spend my cold, hard cash on this. as far as price, I'll say $34.
And by the way, when Caleb said he felt like he should be saying Ebenezer, what he meant was Sam Stokes, because Sam's tight. So when Sam says he don't want to spend his money, right? I get it. That's just Sam operates that way.
And got a budget, baby.
Yeah, he's got a budget and he's going to stick to it. So cool. So a yellow from Sam, and you said $34.99?
Yep. 34, yeah.
Yep, that's what I wrote down.
All right,
today, go. Caleb called me and offered me some free stuff, and I was like, all right, yeah.
Yeah, he came rushing for that.
Best price in the world, right?
So, at first, I wrote down yellow because I added the limestone water, and I was like, man, limestone water really makes it a green. It brings more out to it. It changes the flavor. And then I thought, if I have to add anything to it to make it better, is it better? So, I'm with Sam.
Okay. Split decision. 3-2 green.
Well, you know, it's not split. Y'all outweighed us.
That's a split decision. Well, it's not unanimous.
Yeah. Well. So yeah,
you're not a bowler, are you?
Yeah. No, or, I don't. Or a boxer.
No. Knockout. No knockout. So like here, yeah, it's a yellow for me.
Okay.
It just doesn't drive it home, and you know, I think Sam was playing Grant's game just now, because Grant, we learned. Comes up like we're like, oh, how much is this? $175.
Yeah, he's trying not to win.
He doesn't want to win. I think that's what Sam was doing just now. But Father Taj, $55.59 is what this sells for.
How dare you?
So hey,
Father Taj is right there, $49.99.
Yeah,
and then just a little bit over was you.
Yeah.
But this is Father Taj all the way.
So the What Would You Pay championship belt chain provided by Luxury Limo of Lafayette goes to Father Taj Glaude, Sagamore Spirit, Double Oak Rye American Whiskey. We're going to talk about pilgrimages. We're going to talk about trips. We're going to talk about implicit birthday. We're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about all of it when we come back with more of your implicit bias. How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Dobearsh cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnston Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow, and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy three washes at a location, get the fourth one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014. Use your implicit bias. Mention implicit bias when you call Luxury Limo and save 20% off of your booking. Don't forget, mention implicit bias and save 20% off your booking with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Sterling Automotive stands by our mission to provide each customer a transparent and honest vehicle purchase experience. Every vehicle is inspected in our certified service departments. We offer a 48-hour return policy and free delivery up to 250 miles. Stop by any of our three Sterling Premium Select locations today or visit us online at sterlingpremiumusedcars.com to upgrade your vehicle and your experience.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer. Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs, and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicol Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
Welcome back to Hour 1 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. We have a great crew, that's crew with a K, assembled for you here in the Top Secret Podcast Lair. To my right, Father Taj Glaude in the Chair of Intoxication. Across the table, he is the man, the myth, the legend, the rustic renegade, Caleb Morse. To my left, Danny Izzo of Nouveau Photos, Sam Stokes in the corner, and of course, yes, Father Glaude, you might have heard the jingle of the What Would You Pay championship belt chain from Luxury Limo of Lafayette, because he was the winner this week, or is the winner this week, picking up that Sagamore Double Oaked Rye American Whiskey. Now, I think he was just, what, $5 off? He came in at $49.99, it was like $59.99, so he was really, really close. I was at $65. Danny was at 70, so we were all kind of around the bullseye, but nobody was right on target.
Except for Sam. He was the only one that was off.
But he did that on purpose, because he doesn't want to wear the What Would You Pay championship belt chain.
And I just want him to own up to it.
How dare you? You rogue. These scurrious accusations.
Is he wrong?
There you go.
If I but had a glove
Sam,
in my hand.
Sam, yeah, is, it, Sam yeah. Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Is he wrong? No.
I feel like
okay, yeah, there we go. He admitted it.
Last week was like 45, right?
I just called a spade a spade.
Last week wasn't that much. I felt like I was...
No, you're right. Last week was less.
Yeah, last week was like 45.
Their this pricing week, this has is been 40...
the ballpark.
Their pricing has been kind of up and down.
Yeah, so
it's not very consistent. But
I thought this would be the lower end of, you know, whatever.
So typically, anytime you see anything double oaked, right? Anything finished, the price is going to come up just a bit. Overall, it's a green split decision, 3 green, 2 yellow, but overall a green here on Implicit Bias. As we talk about the opportunity to take this summer, not just a vacation, but a pilgrimage, which means it's not really just about the destination. It's about what you learn along the way. So Father, you have had the opportunity to visit Florence, to visit Rome, where our family got to go over the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that jumped out to me, and we'll open this up to everybody, but we'll start with you, is I'm a history buff. So I knew that when we were visiting, you know, Venice, Florence, Rome, that we were going to see structures that were real history. And when I say real history, I don't mean like things didn't actually happen. What I mean is, in Venice, for example, one of the tour guides said, this is where we have fun with Americans because this is the youngest building in St. Mark's Square. It's 265 years old, which is older than the United States of America, right? But those little things we found along the way, those were the things that were so ultimately surprising. Those little, for lack of a better term, God winks that happened that we didn't plan, that we just walked into. Walking into churches and seeing pieces of artwork that we never expected to see, being in places and having opportunities to do things in churches
Do you typically find that people recognize that that is God at work in their lives? Or do you think that we all too often take that for granted and we just think, oh, it was just a vacation. I got lucky.
I would say for the most part that most people realize, just like you did and I did about 14 years ago when I went to Florence in Italy, that God has his ways of bringing you closer to him through what we see with our eyes. And what I mean by that is that there's an important principle in civilization, especially Western civilization. The values that we hold as a society is exactly what we're going to produce. When you look at the architecture...
You said a mouthful there. We'll come back to that. Keep going. Look at the architecture.
When you look at the architecture, the artwork... And when you learn about the philosophy, the morals of that time, it shows what was more important to them. It was their faith, and that which has withstood the test of time all these thousands of years still resonates to us. That what we see, what we go to as, oh, this is going to be a wonderful gift. We get to see this. We're going to see that. It becomes in a counter with the beauty of God's creation.
And you, we want to put this out there. Congratulations to you. This episode's going to be right around your 9-year anniversary of your ordination, correct? Congratulations. We are so thrilled that you made that commitment and made that choice, discerned your path, because this show is certainly better for you being here. And we appreciate that. And I love that comment. We're going to open this up to the table. In your experiences, Caleb, Danny, Sam, sometimes it gets misconstrued, I believe, that we think, oh, you have to have age, you have to have experience. I don't necessarily know that it's age. Sometimes it takes age for us to recognize, God bless you, Sam, he's sneezing over in the corner. Sometimes it takes age for us to recognize that what we think is luck isn't. It's actually an encounter that is his plan, not ours.
So in the book of Job, you get to the point where Job has lost everything and he's crying in the ashes of his house. And his three friends sit with him for 7 days. The two older friends go first, and they bemoan Job, bemoan God. He must have sinned, all this other. The youngest friend goes last. He's like, I wanted to speak, but held my tongue because I was young. But listen to my words, because they're not mine. They are the words of God. You can have people who have God's gift and God's wisdom in your life. It's up to us to have a discernment to figure out and recognize who they are. And then when we look at, you look at the architecture, look at everything else, God was involved in so much of all of Europe with everything. Here, if you walk any downtown area, the city hall is normally the only thing that's got any kind of architecture at all. And then it's a rectangular with a few engravings on it. We just throw buildings up. We throw them up. What's inexpensive? What can we get going?
Can we change that word real quick?
Sure.
We vomit buildings.
Yeah, yeah. We vomit buildings.
We vomit buildings. We do.
That's a better way of putting
it. What's expeditious? What can we get up? And what's the cheapest? We don't beautify our environment. We degrade our environment constantly. And it's up to us to beautify everything around us and not degrade everything around us.
One of the things I love that you bring up there is, you know, the artists who built the churches, the cathedrals, you know, the Pantheon, all these different, even the Colosseum, they were artists. They cared more about doing it right than they did about doing it quickly. And a lot of times people don't necessarily realize, I learned that these artists would go meditate so that they could put forth God's vision in whatever it was they were doing, as opposed to theirs. Danny, you want to chime in?
I think another side of it is, if you allow yourself to be open to what you don't know, but what might come, it does. And I think not to bring another priest into it, but I do a lot of work in a lot of churches. And Father Russo, who is now in Youngsville.
Yeah, I know Father Russo well.
One of his themes that keeps repeating in his homilies is, don't say, if you show me, I'll believe. Believe, and then you'll see.
And that is what implicit bias is all about. We'll be back.
If you want to know about cigars and pipes and pipe tobacco and more, you need Rene Girard, Acadiana Certified Master Tobacconist from Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress Road, between Adrian's and Gilbo Road. All right, you've got it all, Rene.
Yeah, you know, we need to hurry up and make this commercial because I need to go back and sit on the porch.
Yeah,
it's
right?
Perfect porch sitting weather. We got a pot of gumbo cooking in the back, and I mean, you know, it just, we got to go eat and sit on the porch.
And talk about all the world's problems.
Solve all the world's problems.
I like it. All right, tell me all the stuff you got at Piper's Haven.
Well, we got 553 square foot humidor loaded with cigars. I have pipe tobaccos, pipes, lighters, cutters, ashtrays, pocket knives, Lamberger lamps, and a bag of chips.
I love it. Is it a tasty bag of chips?
Yes.
That's what I heard.
It's
all
Ruffles.
Of that.
They have ridges.
Uh-huh. Delicious chips, all the fine tobacco, and great cigars at Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress, between Adrian's Supermarket and Gilbo Road.
Acadiana's premier venue for live music is the Grouse Room downtown. The Grouse Room hosts concerts and is also a private venue for all occasions. From your largest, most extravagant events to intimate gatherings, the Grouse Room unites Acadiana's creative and business communities. Explore the concert calendar as well as the luxurious spaces at www.thegrouseroom.com or call 337-806-9098. Visit the Grouse Room.
Let your pictures say more than 1,000 words with us at Nuvo Photo. I'm Danny Izzo. Me and my wife, Mona, will help you preserve all your memories and pictures. At Nuvo Photo, we'll create beautiful portraits of your family, high school, college graduates, and even your pets. We can also offer group pictures for schools, churches, sports, communions, and confirmations. Let our family create memories for yours. Nuvo Photo. Find us online at nuvophoto.com. That's nuvophotea.com or call us at 337-233-1094. Nuvo Photo, for photos that last a lifetime.
Welcome back to the final segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. Hour one is brought to you by Piper's Haven, 3916 West Congress. Go see Rene Girard. He's got everything you could possibly want when it comes to cigars, tobacco, you name it, he's got it. And he's also got, if it's a Saturday between 10 to noon and you're listening on terrestrial radio, he's got Implicit Bias on. You can sit on the porch. You can sit in the smoke room because it's probably getting a little toasty outside. And you can enjoy your Implicit Bias. 3916 West Congress, Piper's Haven. So our final story of hour one, and we always try to do something a little different. You know, we say it's not necessarily about the destination. It's about the journey. It is about making a pilgrimage. Well, sometimes you find out that the journey you're on might not be the right journey. Well, Brandon Jackson of Baltimore, Maryland, might have figured that out in the last couple of weeks. Now, this is a story I didn't send to the crew. I meant to pull it, didn't send it, so don't worry about it because I'm going to explain it all to you very quickly. Brandon Jackson had automated a lot of his home. This is according to the dailymail.co.uk, but Daily Mail, right? So Brandon Jackson automates a bunch of his home through his Amazon Echo. His lights are tied to it. He's got all this stuff tied to it. He comes home one day to find out that he is locked out of his system. He can no longer access any of his stuff. Thinking, you know what? Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe Amazon was trying to help me out. And Amazon, maybe my system was getting hacked, so Amazon locked me out of the system. Guess what? Not so much. How does he know? Because he calls Amazon. He has to call them, right? Because he finally gets an email from them telling him he's locked out. So he calls them and they tell him, oh, a delivery driver reported a racial slur was said when he dropped off a package at your house. So we locked you out of everything. Now, here's the really funny part. Mr. Jackson, number one, everyone who lives in that neighborhood looks exactly the same. Doesn't matter what you look like, right? That is completely irrelevant to this conversation. Everyone looks exactly the same. Key fact number two is that no one was home when the package was delivered because guess what? Mr. Jackson has a Ring doorbell. And the Ring doorbell caught the driver dropping off the package. Now, his doorbell has an automated response that says, excuse me, may I help you, when someone hits his front porch. The driver has earbuds in. Well, now all of a sudden, he is locked out of his system. They tell him, oh, you're going to appeal it. It's going to take you 2 days. It ended up being 6 days before he could get back into his home automation because of a completely false allegation. You're waiting on Sam. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for paying attention, Sam. Here's a chance for him to like set the world on fire, because he can go out, talk about this, and people who have everything integrated, which I know quite a few of them, like, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that at all. I mean, imagine there's like not racial slurs, but the things that you say in the throes of passion. What if old Alexa's listening to that?
So here's the sad part.
Probably is.
She's made comments sometimes.
I can guarantee you.
I've heard her try to high five me.
I can guarantee you that it's listening in your home.
Oh, yeah.
At any given time. It must be listening at any given time, because if it's not, it can't hear the call signal.
Yeah.
Correct. So it's listening at all times. This to me is one of those things. It's like, hey, we might be worried about doing something quickly as opposed to doing something right.
And look, people are like, Big Brother's got my best intentions. If Alexa doesn't have your best intentions, yeah.
Okay, so Danny, you were going to chime in real quick. I mean,
I don't know what I was going to say.
I thought you were going to high-five Caleb.
Well, all right, here. There you go. Because, yeah, I'm with you. We don't have any of that stuff in our house.
We have some minimally in our house. We do. But I'll tell you, my lights, I can change the plugs. I don't care. My air condition, guess what? You're not getting to mess with that, because we already know that government entities have hacked into air conditioned thermostats and set them for people because people went and signed up for a free thermostat. And technically, it's not free.
No.
Nothing's free, right? It's at no cost to you, which means you have to follow the rules they set when they give it to you. Father, you want to chime in?
Yes, on a couple of things. This thing.
He's holding his cell phone, by the way, because this is radio, not TV.
This is the third one I've had of these. And just like the first one, I bought it kicking and screaming. I swore on my life I would never have one of these, and I'm surprised after 10 years, God hasn't struck me dead yet. I get out of my truck.
And it knows.
Yes, and I go in. I don't even have Google Maps on. And it says, so many miles to your destination. How does this thing know where I'm going?
Dude, it is, understand, we are surveilled of our own volition by having these devices, which mine is, it's a work device, right? I gotta have it. But we are surveilled, and I would love to say that we're not ruining our lives with them. But the reality is we are. They are absolute. They are poison to the brain. So we had the opportunity. We're bringing this back to Italy, back to the pilgrimage, right? We had the opportunity in St. Peter's to see the Pietà, right? Michelangelo's sculpture, which put him on the artistic map in Europe at an age which is nuts. He was 24 when he sculpted the masterpiece. 24 years old. Think about the fact that this man was creating masterpieces that have not been replicated 700 years later, 800 years later, at 24 years old. And what are we doing with our lives? Oh, that Candy Crush, I got to play that again. And I'm guilty of it too. I would love to say that I'm not. But we lose our lives in these things as opposed to experiencing the greatness and the beauty that we can create if we separate ourselves from it and connect ourselves to a different form of connectivity.
And that's the one thing that I try my best. I hate using that word try. This is what I do. I make a resolve to do every single day to keep myself as separate from this thing as possible. Because the more I use this, the more I realize my life was so much better before I got it.
If we keep it to business functionality, it's great. The second we go past that, it is an absolute terrible thing. One business functionality, though, that works really, really well. Anybody know what you can buy on your iPhone? On your Google, Android, whatever phone? You can...
Most anything you want.
You can buy most anything you want. You can also buy tickets to Implicit Birthday. August 3rd, Implicit Birthday at the Grouse Room. We are rolling out the red carpet. You can go find the link on our Facebook page, which, by the way, go subscribe to our Facebook page, because when we do stream the first show of July, that is going to be the absolute place where you can find tickets to Implicit Birthday. You can enter our contest. Tickets, $100. Multiple distilleries, upwards of 40 different whiskeys to choose from, multiple levels of tickets. Come celebrate the best whiskey tasting event in Acadiana with 150, 200 of your closest friends, and come back an hour or two and we'll tell you more as we bring you the second hour of Implicit Bias.
Shop at New News, a proud sponsor of Implicit Bias on KPEL. New News is dedicated to providing excellent food, excellent drinks, and excellent service. Known for their specialty meats and superb liquor and beer selection, it's all here. Family-run and family-oriented, we know our customers by name and strive to deliver a great shopping experience to every customer every time. New News, now open in Youngsville, Milton, Maurice, and Scott.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft?
Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385, or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square Media station.
Welcome into Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I am your host, Kevon Bordelon. Hour 2 is brought to you by Tree Guardian. TreeGuardianUSA.com. You can call them, 337-852-4880. No job too big, too small. Emergency services are available, so if a tree falls on your house or your car or you think might fall, they will come out, give you a free estimate. No job, as I said, too big, too small. They will even crane everything out from your property. They will even tell you what needs to be taken down, what needs to be trimmed, and what just needs to be left alone to God's own plan. Tree Guardian, 337-852-4880, treeguardianusa.com. So welcome back to Implicit Bias. Let me give you the crew that we have with us here this week. Of course, as always, in the corner is Sam Stokes of Better Boot Productions. Sam, you like paying attention now because you've been digging on your phone like all hour one.
You guys were talking so much about phones, I had to check out mine.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Anyway, Father Glaude to my right in the chair of intoxication, Taj Glaude back with us, the What Would You Pay Championship Belt Chain Winner of the Week. Thrilled to have you back. Across the table, Caleb Morse, he is the rustic renegade himself, the man, the myth, the legend. Caleb, nice to maybe not necessarily be trying to herd the cats this week.
Sit in that chair is nice. Sitting over here, way less stress.
Have to worry about who's trying to say what and who's trying to talk over the other person and who's, you know, maybe had a little too much in the chair of intoxication. You got to turn the microphone around.
And you got the time and then the next topic and then you're planning and you're trying to tie it all in together. Oh, man, I don't envy you.
Hey, look, it is who and what we are, what we do. And we thank God that we have the opportunity to do this on a weekly basis to get together with our listeners, share a weekly whiskey from our weekly whiskey partners at New News Markets, Youngsville, Scott, Milton, Maurice. Solve the problems in the world in 2 hours or less. And the last person who's helping us here with the crew this week is Danny Izzo of Nuvo Photo. Danny, we hope that this has lived back up to your expectations of the week.
Always, always. Although this is a fun one because sitting across from me is Father Glaude. He's all in black. So I sit here looking at him and my eyes get nice and open and dilated and everything. And then I look to my left and my eyes start screaming at me.
The Cabana Boy.
Yeah, Caleb's in his Cabana Boy Hawaiian shirt. I think he's got all the colors of the rainbow in that shirt.
I prefer the SNL Pool Boy. Can you say Pool Boy like that for me one time, Sam?
Pool boy? Pool
boy. You remember the SNL skit?
I don't remember that one, no.
She would go, Pool boy, ma!
I have no idea. No, I don't remember that one,
oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
No idea.
Oh, it was this this very, like, 50, 60-year-old leathery woman. And she would have her pool boy come out and just, like, call him like that and then have him do random things. It was hilarious.
I'm just glad the things were random.
Was that recent SNL?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah. They still do it. Great for them to keep that running that long.
Oh, good Lord. Thanks a lot. Now I'm going to have nightmares.
We have talked on this show about vacations, pilgrimages. But, you know, while we were gone, so many things were going on. So many things happening. And, man, the biggest one, and the crazy part is, the biggest one was that no one knows about. Apparently, there's an allegation. Senator Chuck Grassley has alleged that the bribery scandal, which, first of all, I find this very, very funny. So let me set this story up to do this really justice. Because on this show, we have talked about the Biden crime allegations with regards to Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, the big guy and Joe getting 10% of Ukrainian business deals. We have actually played the audio over years ago of Joe Biden saying on camera, I told the people in Ukraine that if they didn't fire the prosecutor, they weren't going to get their $1 billion. And the quote that he actually said is, well, son of a, they fired him less than 2 hours later, right? So we've outlined this. And if you go to Wikipedia today, Wikipedia says that the Biden Ukraine crime allegations are a hoax perpetrated as a political scheme to try and change the 2020 election. So that is the allegation. And look, that's years old. So think about it. That's the 2020 election. We're in 2023. And we are now hearing the allegation from Senator Chuck Grassley that the Ukrainians have tapes.
Imagine that. We were talking about phones earlier where they can record everything, do everything. Imagine someone saying, you know what? I should record this.
They have allegedly tapes of the phone calls of Joe Biden receiving a $5 million bribe from Ukrainian officials.
I mean, we probably have recordings as well. We're just a little bit more advanced. We don't have tapes. We have memory sticks.
Correct.
Most definitely.
Correct. So. But this is the allegation. Now, the really funny part is, according to newsbusters.org, this allegation came out within 24 hours of the 45th president of the United States being indicted. Do you know how many mentions in the mainstream media, according to newsbusters.org, don't take my word for it, go look it up, please. Please go find it. How many mentions of the bribery allegations were made? CBS, ABC, NBC, mainstream media, mainstream news outlets, as opposed to how many mentions were made about the indictment? Any guesses as to, let's start with the easier one. How many do you think mentions were made of the indictment of Donald Trump?
75.
Caleb says 75 within 24 hours.
Some.
Danny says 300 and something.
44.99.
Sam is not going to win the What Would You Pay championship belt chain again.
I will go over 1,000.
Okay. So by just mainstream, Danny was the closest. The allegation was like 250 some odd mentions. Right? So I use this because let's be very transparent and very honest here. The first time that a former president has ever been indicted should be mentioned in the media an uncountable number of times. It should be. It is an important news story. Whether you believe the indictment or not, it is an important story.
It's historical.
Correct.
No matter what.
Correct. I
mean, if you agree or don't, it's worthy. This is one of the few things that the media is talking about that is worthy of being on the news.
And here's one of the things we have always said on this show. If the allegation is there and there's credible evidence, investigate everyone. We don't care who they are. Doesn't matter that it was Donald Trump. Investigate him, please. Because if he's guilty, he needs to go to jail. Now, an accusation by a senior U.S. lawmaker, Grassley, that a sitting vice president has recordings of him bribing or extorting $5 million from a foreign government while he's in office.
He probably did it while sitting at his desk from an unsecure phone.
It's an allegation for right now.
It is.
Right?
We haven't heard the tape.
But my point is, how important should that story be?
That should be at least 50% of the mentions.
That should be of the utmost importance, just as important.
It should be, you would think, just as important, right? Sam, I'm curious. You're staying real quiet over there on this one. What are your thoughts on the news coverage that you would expect on those two stories?
Well, let me hear the tapes. Where are the tapes at?
The indictment is an accusation, correct? Have you seen the evidence of the indictment?
I mean, the indictment carries a little bit more weight.
It does carry a little more weight. I don't disagree.
I mean, what is the rate of prosecution on indictments, federal indictments? Like 90%? It's crazy.
Oh, I think it's higher than that.
It's ridiculous.
The conviction rate on a federal is I agree. It's higher than that, right? I don't disagree. But do you think, I mean, so if we had, call it 250 mentions in 24 hours of a former president being indicted, right? How many mentions in comparison do you think we should have about a senior lawmaker who says the FBI, and actually this is the accusation, the FBI is in possession of and has now turned over documents to Congress and to lawmakers. So there are documents that have been turned over alleging that particular bribery and that there are now recordings. How many mentions do you think that should get compared to 250 for the indictment? I mean, just ballpark.
I don't know. I mean, the news isn't always fair in that way. It tends to be, you know, the big story dominates and other things that happen in that time.
I'm not talking about leading newscasts. I'm talking, how many stories get read in a radio news broadcast once, 20 times a morning? They read 5, 7, 10 different little quick news stories.
I have no idea, something like that.
Yeah,
I'm assuming if there was something as big as an indictment of the former president, that would dominate most of the readings.
So it would certainly be in every reading, correct?
I remember, like, you remember when Michael Jackson died and Farrah Fawcett died, like the same. It was like the same week.
Okay, Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
my point being, so you would think that. It would dominate. So what would be your ratio?
I would say the Biden story is getting Farrah Fawcetted real hard right here. And the Trump story is the Michael Jackson. Everybody's talking about Michael Jackson.
So here's the really interesting part. Would you say 5 mentions to 1? 6 mentions to 1 would be fair?
No, I'd say it's way higher than that.
Like 250 to 1.
Yeah, how about it's like, going to be significantly
how
more.
How about 250 to 0? No, and this is why the argument, Sam, and you and I can disagree here, but this is why I believe that your argument kind of holds no water. You're under the assumption that during newscasts, they only talk about one story. In an average television newscast, there's at least 25 different stories that they run. I'm asking for every other news broadcast there to be one mention. One. Of the fact that a senior U.S. lawmaker has said, hey, we've got tapes. One mention every other broadcast. That would be 250 to 125 mentions. If it's one every 5, that would be 250 to 50. It's 250 to 0. Zero.
Let me rephrase that. It's 250 to 0.0.
Yeah, 0.0. In other words, they haven't mentioned this in forever. You wonder if the media is trying to keep you focused on one thing and keep you not focused on the other? All I want to see is as unbiased coverage as possible. So that's why you get this story here on Implicit Bias, because apparently everybody else has theirs. And they don't want you to hear ours. We'll be back with more right after this.
Sterling Automotive stands by our mission to provide each customer a transparent and honest vehicle purchase experience. Every vehicle is inspected in our certified service departments. We offer a 48-hour return policy and free delivery up to 250 miles. Stop by any of our 3 Sterling Premium Select locations today, or visit us online at sterlingpremiumusedcars.com to upgrade your vehicle and your experience.
Nobody likes to drive around in a grimy ride. Clean that car the Cajun way. Zydeco Ride and Shine Car Wash at 320 Willow and Cajun Car Wash at 510 Lafayette Street in Youngsville are there for you. Our facilities provide you with the best automatic car wash in the Acadiana area. Regulars get a bonus. Buy 3 washes at a location, get the 4th one free. Zydeco Ride and Shine and Cajun Car Wash, keeping Acadiana's rides clean since 2014.
William S. Nicol Jewelry has been serving the Acadiana area for over 40 years now. Loose diamonds, engagement rings, wedding sets, the most extensive in-store selection Acadiana has to offer.
Waterford Crystal, Swarovski Crystal, and a complete Pandora Jewelry Shop and Shop right on the showroom floor. In-house jewelry repairs and a friendly, knowledgeable staff to assist you. When you want bigger, better diamonds for less, when you want quality merchandise at affordable prices, shop local. Shop William S. Nicole Jewelry, 3802 Johnson Street, Lafayette.
This is Moon Griffon for Coin and Treasure, 2472 West Congress. You know, my buddy Louis Pizzolatto at Coin and Treasure is a truly great American businessman. If you're a coin collector, silver or gold bullion collector, Louis at Coin and Treasure will have something for you. Louis has over 40 years of experience in the coin business. Visit them at 2472 West Congress. Call them at 232-2573 or visit online at coinandtreasure.com. This is Moon Griffon. You can trust Coin and Treasure.
How sweet it is. Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette can satisfy all of your bakery needs. Cakes, cookies, pastries, melt-in-your-mouth pedophores, wedding cakes, and of course, the original New Orleans Doberge cake. Family-owned and operated, let Gambino's Bakery take care of all your dessert needs for your family gathering, tailgate, holiday, or any special occasion. Visit with the baking professionals in Lafayette. Find what fits your taste. Enjoy the sweet life with Gambino's Bakery of Lafayette, 3802 Johnson Street. Call them at 337-406-9066 or online at gambinos.com.
Instantly, I regret saying that. That was a horrible thing to say. It's just, I'm Teddy Powers, and I'm very upset with how I'm acting right now. I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bortolon. In Hour 2, we are brought to you by Tree Guardian. You can find them at treeguardianusa.com, 337-852-4880. No job too big, too small. Emergency services, free estimates. Call Jake Guidry. He will come out. He will take care of you like you are his family. He will even tell you what you need, what you don't need to take down, what just needs to be trimmed. He will do right by you. That's treeguardianusa.com.
I love how you say no job too big or too small, because I've seen this man bear hug an oak tree and then breastfeed a sapling. So it's just perfect.
And for those who don't know, his nickname on the show is Groot, because he is a Groot of a human being. I want to say he sat next to me, and I mean, dear Lord, I looked like Rocket sitting next to him.
Yeah. I am Groot.
Yes, yeah. He is Groot. He absolutely is Groot. That is the voice of Father Taj Glaude. You heard Caleb Morse, the Rustic Renegade. We have with us Danny Izzo of Nouveau Photo, Sam Stokes in the corner. And we were starting to have some fun, get a little heated conversation there. When we kind of had to go to break, we came back. But Sam, so I'm curious about your perspective now, because I wanted to put it out there. They've got so much time to talk about different stories, and I need to make a quick correction. I will correct myself. I said it was according to newsbusters.org. That is not the case. It is according to the Media Research Center. And it was 290 plus mentions in the first 24 hours of the Trump indictment, which I really don't have a problem with. Where I have the problem is that there were zero mentions by mainstream media of the accusation and Senator Grassley saying, we have tapes. So knowing how much time they have, they've got a half hour for local news. They've got a half hour for national news. So they've got hours per day. And if you go to MSNBC, NBC, right, all of the 24-hour news cycle stations, they've got plenty of time to at least recognize it. Does that change your perspective at all, Sam?
Not really, because I still don't know the entire circumstances. Like, maybe reporters did their due diligence and they called up, what's his name, Senator Grassley?
Oh, so kind of like they did on the Russian collusion thing where they let Adam Schiff just sit there for hours and hours and hours claiming he had evidence when he had none?
I don't know. I mean, this is generally a story where usually, I mean, there's networks dedicated to each side of the political spectrum. So
there are.
The fact that even people who would be in their best interest and would be eaten up by their supporters to get this information across, if they're not even mentioning it, then that should lead us to believe that, I don't know, there's more to the story here.
So let me give you the clarifier on that, right? Mainstream sources was the guidelines. So it wasn't the OANs, the Newsmaxes of the world. It was the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, the MSNBCs, the CNNs. That's who they looked at.
Fox News is included in that, right?
I don't know if he looked at Fox News, to be clear.
Fox News is the biggest news network.
So they used to be until they fired Tucker Carlson, until they got rid of they got rid of Dan Bongino.
They were the biggest by a pretty wide margin. They should still be, right?
MSNBC had higher ratings than them last week.
Well, yeah, because after the firing of all the people after the lawsuit and settlement with BlackRock, with Dominion, which is owned by BlackRock, but after that settlement, Fox's ratings have gone through the floor because Tucker Carlson was the one keeping them afloat.
I mean, I would still assume that they would still be considered mass major media.
You would think. I agree with you there. You would think they would look at that.
Yeah. So the fact that Fox News is not covering this, I don't know that they are or not. I'm just taking you at your word for it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Why would Fox News not be covering this?
So that is a great question, right? Except for the fact that they just paid like $753 million for a defamation suit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And don't want to touch anything with a 10-foot pole that could be controversial.
Exactly. And that's generally my little cheat sheet to finding out, to the veracity of information. If it's in someone's best interest to publish this information and they're not publishing that information, then that should tell me something. I mean, it of course is not the end-all be-all, but it's a pretty...
So let's have some fun. I'm willing to, on the air, and Sam, if you don't want to make a bet, we don't have to make a bet.
I don't make bets. What are you talking
about? Why not? Come on. No, you've got your guidelines,
well
right?
Well established you've got in your... the second segment of the show
that
Sam
cheap.
Doesn't spend any money that he doesn't have to spend. He will not be putting any money up for any type of bet.
So here's the deal. I will put my money where my mouth is and say, and I'll put a timeline on it. I'll say before the end of the year, we are able to produce on this show in some way, shape, or form, some audio of Joe Biden going out and saying, hey, we're going to make sure there's no investigation. We're going to make sure nobody's prosecuted. We're going to make sure that these things are all taken care of. Something of that nature, or a dollar amount, right? Some way, shape, or form. And it doesn't have to be big. I mean, I'm not talking about, $400 or $500. I'm talking about, you produce an episode for free. I provide a good bottle of whiskey. I mean, whatever it might be.
I think that the loser should have to wear the winner's underwear.
Dirty. No, yeah. That is not happening.
You just put your phone down to, because yes. You had that to present to the people of Acadia.
That was a value.
No, I'm not willing to bet. I don't bet. But
you want to bet? You don't bet?
Actually, never mind. I'm not going to bet. But if they did produce tapes, that would be a story. That would for sure be
a video.
Either. I mean, if they produce video
like
tapes,
physical
like physical
tapes?
VHS tapes, that would be an issue.
Okay.
Because then they'd have to find somebody to convert that.
Father Glaude, you want to chime in and then we'll go to Danny.
Yes, please. Okay, first of all, the fact that we have Joe Biden, Emperor Kim Jong Biden, the apostate, on video admitting to extorting the Ukrainians.
To a bunch of reporters.
Thank you.
He admitted it to a bunch of reporters.
I've seen this plenty of times. And the fact that this is the bottom line here. This is the bottom line. If there is not a double standard between the allegations against Donald Trump, which I think is complete BS because he was a president, he could declassify whatever he wanted. Compared
to a vice president.
To a vice president who had no business having any classified documents whatsoever.
So let me clarify this for people out there, because you're going into a little bit of a different part of the conversation. I just want
to
make sure it's set up for everybody. What Donald Trump has been indicted for is having documents that the United States archivists says are top secret and he shouldn't have, and there was arguments over it and all this. When we also know that sitting next to a Corvette in Joe Biden's garage, right, and in other places where they found troves of documents, a sitting vice president has not been indicted for essentially the exact same issue that Donald Trump was. And the crazy part of that is a sitting president by law, you can look this up, please don't believe me, please don't. But by law, a sitting president can declassify whatever he wants. A vice president is not even supposed to have the documents that were found in Joe Biden's garage. And we don't have equal prosecution under the law. One of the best statements I have seen in the last week is that statement that no one is above the law is the biggest lie we have ever seen in the United States, because we now know that there are multiple people above the law. Danny, chime in.
Well, one is a question for Sam. Journalists have really never gone with just indictments. They've run with suppositions. They've run stories on suppositions. They've run stories on rumors, things like that. So just because there's no indictment, I don't know why there isn't any mention of this at all. And especially since it's a sitting member of Congress who's making the claim. And there have been plenty of other sitting members of Congress who've made claims that are completely bogus, but they're not covering this one. They've covered so many others.
So I guess what Danny's saying is the precedent has been set by the media of what they cover. They are willing to cover baseless allegations in the past. The fact that even if the allegation is baseless, they are not covering it just exposes how lopsided the coverage is. Go ahead, Father.
If I probably get this out, okay. We were talking about earlier about all the time in the day, the media has to cover this. The local news has half hour a day, or put it all together an hour and a half to cover this stuff,
or more if you count the morning shows.
Exactly, the national media, they have 24 hours in the day.
Yep,
they have completely all day to cover this kind of thing, and they have not done it, not even once. And the reason why Fox News has not covered it, and I'm just going to put this out there, is because Roger Ailes is dead, Rupert Murdoch has stepped aside, and I think it's his son or his grandson, I forget, I think it's his son.
It's his sons. His sons.
Yeah, thank you. His sons are complete liberals. So Fox News has completely flipped to the other side now.
Okay, so Sam, I'm going to clarify why Fox News was not included in that. This is the actual post from the Media Research Center dated June 13th, 2023. Have you heard about the Biden Burisma bribery scandal? Probably not, since it's received 0 seconds of coverage from ABC, CBS, and NBC News compared to the 291 minutes they've spent on the Trump indictment. So he didn't look at Fox. That might answer your question.
Did Fox cover it?
I have not watched Fox, to be quite honest. So I don't know. I would guess Sean Hannity has probably covered it in some way, shape, or form. But that's a guess. I'm not going to speak on that.
Him and Laura Ingraham, only ones who covered it. That's the only exception. Other than that, they have seen 0.0 coverage.
Danny.
And I think those two people are technically not news people.
They're opinion.
They're opinion people.
Correct.
Exactly. Yes.
So the news hasn't covered it at all. And ABC, NBC, and CBS, okay, I remember the day when that was it. Those were the three networks.
So do I remember those days well also.
Yep, same here.
I remember rabbit ears with a dial, and I was the remote. Right?
So was I.
When the channel needed to be changed, Dad said, get up and go change the channel. We hope you don't change the channel. We hope you stick around. We've got some other great stories, things that have happened while we've been gone. We're going to talk implicit birthday. We're going to talk major announcements, streaming. We're going to talk giveaways, all that when we come back on Implicit Bias.
To protect and preserve, call Tree Guardian, a veteran-owned business with over 30 years of arborist experience. The owner, Jacob Guidry, can handle any job anywhere, understanding when it's time to trim or when it's time to remove. Tree Guardian can help you in any situation. Licensed and insured, Tree Guardian offers emergency services and free consultation. Protect and preserve the trees on your property. Call Tree Guardian at 337-852-4880 or find them at treeguardianusa.com.
Acadiana's premier venue for live music is the Grouse Room downtown. The Grouse Room hosts concerts and is also a private venue for all occasions. From your largest, most extravagant events to intimate gatherings, the Grouse Room unites Acadiana's creative and business communities. Explore the concert calendar as well as the luxurious spaces at www.thegrouseroom.com or call 337-806-9098. Visit the Grouse Room.
Want the secret to the best old-fashioned? It's Ciro. Ciro de Saison old-fashioned cocktail mixer is small batch and handcrafted by the Saison family in South Louisiana. With notes of vanilla bean, toasted molasses, and pure cane sugar, Ciro de Saison complements your favorite bourbon or rye without overpowering. Look for Ciro de Saison wherever you buy your favorite whiskey. When you want an old-fashioned cocktail made uniquely your way, the choice is clear. Ciro, with a P, Ciro de Saison.
Hey Acadiana, I'm Kathleen Terrio with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty. I know realtors seem to be on every corner, but the good ones aren't. I promise to give you top-notch customer service that includes honesty, availability, and professionalism. If you're looking for a realtor you can trust and is available during your most important purchase, call me, Kathleen, where the service goes beyond the closing day. For all your commercial needs, investment properties, or your next home, call Kathleen with Next Home Cutting Edge Realty, 337-412-1536. That's 337-412-1536. Or find me on the web searching Kathleen Terrio Realtor.
Can't find an Uber or Lyft? Luxury Limo of Lafayette offers scheduled pickups and drop-offs and even airport transportation in style. Get dropped off and picked up in their luxurious 12-passenger Mercedes-Benz Sprinter with limo-style interior or their Cadillac Escalade SUV. Reserve a sleek black town car for a night out with friends or dinner with your sweetheart. That's Luxury Limo of Lafayette, 565-4385 or luxurylimooflafayette.net. Spoil yourself to luxury with Luxury Limo of Lafayette.
Drink Cacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Cacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
A Sam Stokes segment of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. The penultimate segment, that means the second to last segment of this week's episode. Thank you for joining us on Implicit Bias. We're brought to you in hour two by Tree Guardian. TreeGuardianUSA.com, 337-852-4880. Call them for a free estimate. Jake Guidry and his team will come out, take a look at all your arborist needs. They'll tell you what you need, what you don't. They'll tell you what should be trimmed, what shouldn't. They'll tell you what should just be left alone. They will handle whatever size job you have. 337-852-4880, TreeGuardianUSA.com. So before we get to our next story, we have to talk about some stuff. So number one, please, go find us on social media. Yes, social media is the devil. And I was hoping Sam would like give me some reverb there or something. I was hoping that he would give me some reverb when I said social media is
the devil.
Yes, but our social media is not. Our social media is there for us to provide giveaways to you. Number one, we are going to stream our first fully streamable episode at the very end of June. It will air on the radio on July 1st, but you can catch that episode early if you tune into our Facebook. We will be on YouTube. Sam's efforting, I believe, our YouTube channel.
It's not just going to be audio, guys. It'll be video. You'll get to see what Caleb looks like. You'll get to think about what
dude,
he smells
dude, stop,
like.
Stop. We want them to watch. Stop. We want them to watch.
There'll be an all-star cast.
But here's the deal. We're going to put a post out with all the links. And when we do, it's going to say, share the post. Because when you share the post, that is going to enter you to win a yet-to-be-mentioned massive gift pack from Implicit Bias and some really good new members of the family. So go ahead, find us on Facebook at Implicit Bias. Find us on Instagram at Implicit Bias Radio. Subscribe, and then when we put our posts out there, please share those posts. You will know all the posts. Just, you know what? Share them all. When you see them, share them so everybody can see them. Get yourself entered because we want you
to win. We will choose randomly from those who share. Probably like the crew will get together and decide while we're actually streaming the show on video and audio at the same time, right? We will pick our favorite like user handle or whoever puts the best comment with the share. That is what we will go with as to who wins that prize pack. So that's number one. The other thing that you will find on our social media is the link to purchase tickets to Implicit Birthday. Implicit Birthday, August 3rd, we do this appreciation event where we also do everything we can to give back. A portion of the proceeds are going to benefit the Acadiana Veteran Alliance and the Boy Scouts Evangeline Council right here in Acadiana. What you're going to get, the base level ticket's $100. You're going to be able to sample 8 samples from more than 48 different whiskeys. When you hit the door, you're going to get a Sirop de Saison Old Fashioned. We're going to do all of this downtown Lafayette in the Grouse Room. We'll have a VIP area, VIP ticket. Food is provided. We're going to have the Implicit Birthday cake. We're going to have all of it. Caleb, you wanted to chime in there for a second?
So wait, if they get 8 samplings, there's no way they can sample all the deliciousness that's going
to
be there.
They can't. But you know, one of the things they will be able to do, because we've worked this out with the Grouse Room, there are going to be some select bottles behind the bar that if they'd like to purchase another taste, they can purchase it from the bartenders at the Grouse Room.
I like the way that's going.
I mean, by the way, 3 cigars as well with your ticket. We're taking Renee's porch. We're moving Renee's porch from his shop, and it's going to be on the back patio at the Grouse Room.
What's scary is, you know, when we get like when I get two cigars in, I get, my wife likes my voice. 2 cigars in, I get that rasp, almost Justin-esque.
Okay.
Know?
Oh, yeah. So, Justin Richard, yeah. Katie Anna's gunsmith.
So I'm looking forward to hearing Sam after that first cigar. I think that'll be awesome.
He might sound something like this.
I know prior to those 2 cigars, your wife does not like your voice.
Touche, man. Very well done. Touche.
So, Danny, go ahead, Father, while we get the mic to Danny.
And remember, folks, social media is the devil. Yes.
All right. So, Danny Izzo of Nouveau Photo, you actually kind of became a part of the show right after Implicit Birthday last year.
Yes.
Is that what brought you in? Tell people about the experience that you got at last year's Implicit Birthday and why they should buy tickets and help good causes and have fun and get good whiskey tastings this year.
Because it's fun.
That's short, sweet, to the point. Okay.
A photo is worth 1,000 yeah. words, right?
Bingo. Yes.
But we are on radio right now.
A few words, but a lot of shutter clicks. Actually, my son-in-law and I went together, and we've listened to the show, not necessarily together, but we'll talk about it. We actually started with the show that was on KPEL before you.
Yeah.
And because they would talk about whiskeys, and we would go and try some of the whiskeys that they had and everything. And we just said, let's go. This sounds like fun. And we had a great time. We had a really, really good time.
We had a fantastic time putting it on, getting to meet people. This time, guess what? We're going to spend the entire crew. You can meet the crew. The crew's going to be there. Renee is going to have cigar experts doing a cigar Q&A. We're going to have the crew out having conversations, talking whiskey, talking stories, talking whatever topics you want to talk, because that's what we do. You'll have your own very special opportunity to solve the problems of the world with the crew of Implicit Bias. Danny?
The other part of it was, when it was over, I said, I want to be a part of this. I want to support this kind of thing. And
we appreciate that more than you know.
And, when I contacted you.
And look, that's kind of, we do this because, you know, there are stories that, to the point of the entire first 2 segments of this show, that people aren't hearing about in other places necessarily. So it's why we do kind of what we do. Not necessarily to espouse, hey, believe one side, believe the other. Please do your own research. We're just here to tell you, well, maybe there is another side to research. So speaking of those stories, and this is one that I think is going to strike very near and dear to the heart of Caleb Morse. Uh-oh. Did you read all the stories that I sent over, Caleb?
Actually, I did.
And you know where I'm going with the U.S. Army recruiting story.
Yep. And to your credit, I appreciate you sending them out. I think Sam thought it was quite funny how I just didn't send people any stories.
Caleb just showed up and ran the show and was like, oh yeah, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, let's go with it.
So
Caleb sends a text that said, you're going to get stories at 1500 hours. I have no idea what that means, Caleb.
So this story comes to us from recruiting.army.mil. This is from the military, the Army's recruiting website. This is their facts and figures as they recruit for 2023. The topic of this particular section is recruiting challenges. So the first says labor market. Most challenging labor market since the inception of the all-volunteer force, which is ridiculously frightening in its own right. But that's not the story that we're talking about here. The next one says awareness. 50% of youth admit they know little to nothing about military service, which is shocking where we live. That half of youngsters know nothing. Nothing. Family business. 79% of recruits have a relative who served. Okay. Disconnect with society. Only 1% of the population currently serves. Veteran population is declining. And then you get to the one that really scares the living snot out of you if you are a member, a citizen of the United States of America. Qualified youth. 71% of youth do not qualify for military service because of obesity, drugs, physical and mental health problems, misconduct, and aptitude. So let me change a couple of the words in here. 71% of youth do not qualify for military service because of obesity, drugs. They're crazy. They have physical health problems. They can't behave themselves. In other words, they're criminals. And they're not smart enough to do it. Aptitude. That's the military, and we're just translating here.
Look, the ASVAB test is a great job of telling you what you will do well at, where you excel, and where you need help. And I implore anyone to go ahead and take it. Take it again as an adult. If you think you have really progressed, you can take the ASVAB again as an adult. They have a practice ASVAB, and it gives you some of the similar scores, yep. GT scores, line scores, averages, all that kind of stuff, and tells you what you're good at. And then go back and look at it and be like, am I really operating in the areas that I excel in? You'll learn a lot. The physical fitness is a huge one. Huge. Because a lot of candidates today just play video games. They don't get active. Look, how hot was it today, Sam?
I think it was 100
okay,
plus.
So it was 93 with a, quote, real feel, which we used to just call a heat index.
That's right? Outside, though, not in Caleb's version of outside.
Yeah.
Well,
I was inside, outside. Yeah.
So in the shade, it measured 93 degrees. In the sun, what it actually felt like was allegedly 105.
Yeah. And see, even during that, my youngest was out there working with us. I told him, go inside. We got this, you know, helping the shop. He's outside working. How many other 13-year-old kids are going to be outside tearing things apart, moving things, sweating their butts off?
Not many.
The percentage is frightening.
Yeah. And then even when I joined, you know, you have to go through and you're in MEPS. Not in MEPS, sorry. You're in reception, which is actually a horrible, horrible place, just so you know. It's where you wait to go to basic training and all that stuff. So you're in reception, and we have to go run your mile. And I didn't really run to prepare myself for the military service. Should have, looking back. I run my first mile and almost get put in remedial physical fitness camp. Like, as I'm running, they're calling out times, and I know whatever the time was. If you're slower than this time, you go back and do more time in reception. And I was like, I'm going to book it. I refuse.
Yeah.
So then I get to basic, and they're like, well, you look like you're in shape. You're in A group. I'm like, brother, I barely passed. I'm in like F minus group. And they pushed me up front because they said, you can do better. You're just not pushing yourself. Most kids now, their parents don't push them. If they do push them, they push them to have surgery and go through the transgender crap or something else and not push them to be better human beings.
And excel where they should be excelling, recognizing their strengths, right? And excelling there. We have one more segment left of this week's episode of Implicit Bias. We have one more story, and I'm just going to give you a clue. It's aliens when we come back on Implicit Bias.
To protect and preserve, call Tree Guardian, a veteran-owned business with over 30 years of arborist experience. The owner, Jacob Guidry, can handle any job anywhere, understanding when it's time to trim or when it's time to remove. Tree Guardian can help you in any situation. Licensed and insured, Tree Guardian offers emergency services and free consultation. Protect and preserve the trees on your property. Call Tree Guardian at 337-852-4880 or find them at treeguardianusa.com.
Drink Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias. Available at La Creperie on Collie's Saloon, at the Rustic Renegade, Automotive Gear on Judson Walsh and Opelousas, and the Chill House, the dessert destination in Maurice. Kacheri's Coffee, the official coffee of Implicit Bias.
Men want to look like men. That means when it's time for a fresh cut, men go where men go. All American Barbering. Licensed barber Nick Duplishan and the staff at All American Barbering do it right. From old school haircuts to straight razor shaves to beard trim and shaping, even boys look like men after a cut from All American Barbering. A veteran-owned business, All American Barbering is located in Broussard at 807 Albertsons Parkway, Suite B. Schedule your appointment to look like a man at their website, allamericanbarbering.com. Remember, men, when you want to look like a man, go to Broussard. Go to All American Barbering.
Want the secret to the best old-fashioned? It's Ciro. Ciro de Saison old-fashioned cocktail mixer is small batch and handcrafted by the Saison family in South Louisiana. With notes of vanilla bean, toasted molasses, and pure cane sugar, Ciro de Saison complements your favorite bourbon or rye without overpowering. Look for Ciro de Saison wherever you buy your favorite whiskey. When you want an old-fashioned cocktail made uniquely your way, the choice is clear. Ciro with a P. Ciro de Saison.
Ever think about firearm safety? Are you new to shooting? Don't know how to get started? Here's Caleb with the Rustic Renegade.
I love new shooters because they don't have any bad habits yet. So you get somebody who hasn't been around firearms or hasn't done a lot of shooting. We can sit down in a very safe environment where there's no live ammunition, no risk of any residuals, and train them the right way before they actually get on a range and go and do some live
fire. Why don't you come in and have a cup of coffee with us? The Rustic Renegade and TheRusticRenegade.com.
Maybe the problems of two people don't amount to a hill of beans, but this is our hill, and these are our beans.
Okay, there we go. Back with Implicit Bias. I'm your host, Kevon Bordelon. The final segment of Hour 2, brought to you by Tree Guardian USA. TreeGuardianUSA.com, 337-852-4880. Call Jake Guidry and his team. No job too big, too small. They can handle all of your arborist needs. Emergency services also available 24/7. Call Tree Guardian, based out of Rain, Louisiana, a national company. They are absolutely fantastic. They're a friend of Implicit Bias. They want to be your friend too. Final segment of this week's show with Father Taj Glaude to my right, the Rustic Renegade, Caleb Morse across the table, monitoring his social media, which is... Sam missed it. Anyway, Danny...
The devil.
Yeah, it was the devil, and Sam completely missed it because he was watching something scroll on the graphic on TV behind Danny.
I had my hand over. I was ready.
Yeah, no, you weren't. Danny Izzo of Nuvo Photo. So last story, and we kind of teased this in the last segment. You know, I said so many things happened while I was away. So many things went on. There was a really, really interesting news conference by a group of multiple people. Dr. Stephen Greer is the one who kind of put on the entire disclosure, I guess the symposium was kind of what it was, because he had so many people involved in this. It was a 2-hour interview with multiple people, all of whom claimed, and Caleb, I need you in on this.
Paying half attention.
All paying half attention, 75% away from the mic.
Half mast. Yes.
You've never seen me at half mast.
A 2-hour symposium.
Where do you want us to go with that?
Great recovery.
Yeah, a 2-hour symposium. Thank goodness we have a priest on this week's show because we needed that exercised from our brains.
Throw some holy water on it.
Definitely a cold shower at very least. Yeah. Claiming that the United States actually does have a UFO reverse engineering program, that they have a crash recovery program, that they have entities in possession. And Caleb's like, duh.
Yeah, none of this is a surprise. I mean, look, when COVID first came out, you probably remember, it was the government came out and said, look, y'all, aliens are real. Oh, look, a virus. And that's how it went.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it went. And I talked to people today that are like, well, aliens? There was a 911 call. Did you hear about the 911 call in New Mexico, Arizona, whatever?
And there were a bunch of witnesses.
And he's like, look, there's a UFO crashed in my backyard. You heard about this, Sam?
Yes. Yes.
It crashed in my backyard.
Sam didn't hear about it.
There are tall people with big eyes, this, that. The police show up and they're like, we saw stuff in the air. We're responding heavily. You know, we saw lights. And yet when I talk to people, they're like, I can't believe aliens might be real. I'm like, where have you been? Have you lived under the COVID rock this whole time? The government said UFOs exist. Well, now they're UAPs. They said that there are other extraterrestrial beings out there. And all of a sudden people are like, oh, no, they didn't.
So let's tie this into the rest of the show. How much time did ABC, NBC, CBS give to this? Which, I mean, we're not talking like, oh, this is Jim Bob from the park, right? These are former government employees with clearance. Father Glaude, how much time did ABC, CBS, NBC spend on this?
0.0.
Danny, do you have another guess?
Oh, no, my guess is the same.
Because here's the deal. We don't have this from the Media Research Center. This is just an implicit bias, non-scientific survey. I'm going with 0.0 as well, right?
But there is that documentary, Independence Day, out there.
Yeah.
I can tell you, my major news outlet, Instagram, was all over this.
Was it? Okay, so was it really?
Yeah, yeah. I saw the Las Vegas thing, too. And I thought about you because I thought it was so funny. Like, you go out of town, you're gallivanting across the European countryside, and the president gets indicted, and there's a big alien symposium, and Kavan is not behind the wheel, and Caleb's over here reading poetry. And
not talking about
does.
Anything.
Kavan is ready. He's had bullets in the chamber.
Other than the mainstream media, it's out there on a lot of other media sources, because I heard the same story at least 3 or 4 times in a 2-day period.
Which is maybe a bright side to all of this. Which is maybe that the, for lack of a better term, the matrix that had been constructed by mainstream media outlets. Question is, has that been broken? Right? Have we finally gotten past
around the edges a little bit?
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I look at that like what a buddy of mine, Nathan Laws, would have called a monolithic coating, right? So a lot of times when they put a roof on a building, it is a monolithic coating that's on the roof. It literally is all one piece of chemical amalgam that makes the roof, right? And it's kind of a rubbery type thing. Once that gets broken, once that seal is broken at any point, now, all of a sudden, there's a crack in the seal and moisture starts to get underneath that crack and it runs all along the roof. It doesn't just drip in one spot. It covers everything. Danny, that's kind of what I believe we're looking at and the scenario we're looking at, where you had a unified front of a bunch of different media outlets. And now there's a crack in the wall. And as, look, there was a story when we were kids. I mean, the Dutch story, there was a crack in the dike, right, in the dam. And somebody put a finger in, and what happened? Well, now there's another crack, and you got to put your finger in that one, right?
I think you'd call it a Dutch story. Wasn't it like a song, like a nursery rhyme?
It was some, but I mean, it was from Dutch origin, yeah. Right?
The lowlands.
The little Dutch boy in the dike.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you've got six fingers. You've got 4 fingers in the dike, and you can't stop the flow.
Caleb is tickled pink by this aquatic story.
I know he is. He is probably just loving this because I know he's digging into his social media, which is the devil. Sam, come on. You're killing me.
I'm watching.
You're killing me.
I'm watching this orange man just really enjoy this story about civil engineering.
He probably just read what I sent him is what it is.
And folks, just so you know, Caleb is orange. Like, it's not like a bad orange tan. Like, his shirt is orange.
So it's not orange man bad.
No, it's not orange man bad. Not orange man good. It is just Caleb wearing orange.
Orange man.
I'm a 12-year-old. Just so you
know. Well, we're all overgrown 5-year-olds. We know this. At the end of the day,
orange
though.
Orange man B.
At the end of the day, this whole aliens thing, it's like, as much as I do, I want to believe in this. There is still a part of me that's like, I got to see it. I got to see it. I got to talk to one of them. I need to be probed by one of them. I got to figure it out some way, right?
There's the interesting part of that whole story. How many people claim to have seen that?
And touched.
How many of them have cell phones and there's not a single video anywhere of any of this?
Okay, so Caleb, you want to chime in?
So here's my thing, Didymus. If we were, let's say we were in 55 AD, okay?
Yep.
And an angel came to us. A biblical angel, like the way that they're described.
Technically, that would still be an alien.
Right. So, depending on how you look at it, they've been talking about aliens since the writing of the Bible.
Oh, okay. If you're going the ancient aliens route.
No, I'm not going the ancient aliens. I'm talking about things that we don't understand that were from another realm.
But my point, no. That is still technically ancient aliens route, because you can go all the way back to, there are ancient Hindu texts.
So then why do you need the Bible? Physical proof with faith?
No, you're right.
We call them demons.
Well, okay. So therein lies. Demons. Some
could
can be good.
Angels.
Could
be some
angels. Can be good. Some can be bad.
If I saw a burning bush today, like knowing the Moses story, if I saw a burning bush, I wouldn't know how to, I'd be like, it's a burning. I wouldn't know how to describe it if it burned for hours on end. Right.
But you probably get your cell phone.
Would you take a picture of it?
We're limited on what we can describe.
Correct.
I don't know if I would. I don't. The other day in church, literally God told me, know who I am and be still. And I couldn't move. So could I have got my cell phone out? Hell no.
Well, and let's take that another step forward. Let's take that. So number one, with clearance, if you're in a lot of these places, they take your device.
Your phone's
devices.
Gone. It's locked up.
You don't
up.
Have a device if you've got this type of clearance. Number two, if you're a little bit older, Danny, right? The iPhone didn't come about until 2008, 2009.
Was it that late?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's right. We had iPods before just for music. I had one of those.
So if this happened in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, good luck dialing zero because it's going to roll 10 times to get that picture.
Correct. So this again, you know, a journey where we're like, all right, is the destination aliens are real? Because now we've got all this disclosure coming out. Or is it about what you learn along the way, which is that maybe the government has been making stuff up for the last 75, 80, 90, 100, 200 years. Father Glad?
To an extent, I would defer to the latter. But part of a recent conversation I had with a parishioner, and like I said earlier, when I said we used to call them demons, that was not a lie.
Oh no, I don't believe that's a lie at all. I mean, so Father Glaude, maybe you can answer this question. It's something I'd love to spend an entire show on this if we can get the resources.
Okay.
Do we still have an exorcist assigned to the Diocese of Lafayette?
That's a very good question. And the answer is, wait a minute.
No, you're good. You're good. We still got you.
I thought you were turning it off.
Yeah. So I was making sure I was still on. Okay. So the answer is.
The only time Sam gets it right. The only time Sam gets it right. But Sam, well played.
Hey.
Well played, sir.
Barry, I have to give you props for that. But all joking aside, the answer is yes, we do have exes. Now, what's important to understand is that the bishop of each diocese is the chief exorcist.
Okay.
Which he could delegate to a certain priest. But the priest that is that has that delegation, for reasons, for valid reasons, is not to be universally known.
And that I was not gonna ask that question. So
no.
We're gonna leave it right there. We have to wrap up. Sam's giving us the finger from the corner. I'm gonna give him a fist back, and we'll come back with next week's episode of Implicit Bias. Thanks for listening.
Implicit Bias is produced by and copyright of Pipe Dream Entertainment, LLC.
This program has been paid for by Pipe Dream Entertainment.
You're listening to News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station.